Tefillah for Life, Shir 1081, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshias Behar B'chukaisai. The end of the Pasuk, in Baruch Hashem Aleikim Aleikei Yisrael, we're describing that the Rabbeinu Shlalom is Aleikei Yisrael, Oisei Neflois Levadai. The Rabbeinu Shlalom does Neflois Levadai, on his own. Nobody helps HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else in this world does neflois, does wondrous things. It's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this is a continuation of the beginning of the Pasuk, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Aleikei Yisrael. So everything that takes place comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the only one that does neflois. And he's Aleikei Yisrael. So it's really one continuation. Baruch Hashem Aleikim Aleikei Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's Aleikim, who's the all-powerful, who is Aleikei Yisrael, who is the God of Klal Yisrael, meaning he's mainly focused on us, like we explained. Oisei Neflois Levadai. He does Neflois, he does wondrous things, he makes Nisim, he does things that don't make sense, that we wouldn't expect. And levadai, he does it on his own, which means he is the only one that does it. Nobody else can do wonders. Nobody else can do neflois. And he's Aleikei Yisrael, which means his neflois are focused for Klal Yisrael. So if you're going through a problem, you have a difficulty, and you can't figure out how you're going to get out of this difficulty, tell yourself, Oisei Neflois Levadai. Tell yourself that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the only one that does wonders, and he's Aleikei Yisrael. All of his wonders are focused for our benefit. The purpose is for us. And therefore, I could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the things that I need, even if it seems to be challenging, even if it seems to be impossible. He's Oisei Neflois Levadai. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the only one that does wonders, and his wonders are focused for Klal Yisrael.